Adam Steer.
They already have understanding, they already have knowledge.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.
The Northern Territory Government has declared that it's moving towards a smarter justice for, inverted commas, a safer territory. A whole list of changes were announced last week, designed to protect victims and businesses from crime and antisocial behaviour. One of those changes was about the Trespass Act. The plan is to amend the Act so that security guards can issue a trespass order, effectively removing an individual from a business for bad behaviour. Currently, trespass orders need to be issued by landlords, business owners or management. It's a legislative change that could make a big difference inside Casuarina Square, a shopping centre that has been plagued by alcohol-fuelled antisocial behaviour, vandalism, thefts and reports of organised gang fights in the precinct. Warren Ebert is from Sentinel Property Group. They became the new owners of the centre at the start of this year. Warren, welcome back to the program. What sort of difference do you think this could make inside Cas Square if security guards can issue trespass orders?
Thank you for providing us the opportunity to comment. I've got to say that I'm currently in Brisbane at the moment, and I was aware that this was going through Parliament. I'm not 100% on exactly what can be done. Anything that we can do that can help improve security and the shopping experience is welcome. My concern is for the security guards. It's all right for them to issue these orders, but what ability do they have to actually march people off the site? And then when they come back, what can they do? You know, do we need to call the police? I appreciate the government trying to do something, and it's a great start. And if you don't try things, you will never get there. The biggest problem we have is just too many criminals. They're just, if it's not one crime, it's another. We started dog patrols a few months ago, and that has certainly improved the major issues. It's amazing how dogs can identify the criminals, walks past most people, but the bad element, the dogs seem to be able to pick them out. We do our numbers every day on every type of crime, and while the major crimes are down, they just the nuisance show, I suppose, that the swearing, the abusive attitude, the alcoholism, using our car parks as a toilet, that hasn't changed, and it does come down to an education of the individuals.
Out of interest, the dog patrol, so two security guards and one dog, is it?
No, we have two dogs. They're not there all the time. They certainly take it in turns. But what we find, and I think it was on your show that someone said they come there early in the morning because there's no trouble. It's people who seem to drink a lot, they tend to go to bed later and get up later before they get into the fuel. So the dog patrols are mainly of an afternoon, but most of the times we try to have two dogs there.
And how much is that costing? I only asked this question because the Northern Territory government has also employed security guards and a dog patrol around some of the problematic suburbs. They're paying around $19,000 a week for that service. Is it costing you anywhere near that amount of money?
Adam, I haven't looked at the invoices because I'd just get terribly upset if I did. Mm. But we've managed to keep it within our security budget, and our security budget runs into the millions.
Okay.
I think that it wouldn't be costing us that. I think private enterprise can often manage to get contain things within a smaller budget. We don't have as many levels of bureaucracy to go through as governments do.
The Northern Territory government will also remove the second chance warning for people who breach their trespass order. So if an individual returns to a premises within the breach period, they will be immediately fined $3,080. Subsequent breaches can result in arrest and imprisonment. Do you think this will go far enough to turn Cas Square around and make it a safer place to shop?
Adam, I don't want to be critical of the government because I certainly wouldn't want to be a politician. It's a very difficult problem. But, and while we've had properties up in the Northern Territory or over 6 years now, going on seven. You know, I don't live there. I'm certainly there at least once a month for a week. But down in Queensland, where we are based, from my experience down here, the problems are not the laws that the government put in or the police. It's a judiciary that keep giving people more opportunities. You'll see someone who's committed a crime while they've been out on parole, which they got parole for another time that they committed a crime out on parole. So while they can be jailed and can be fined and can do all of these things, it doesn't seem to happen enough. And I know we've got too many people in jail, but don't do the crime and you won't do the time.
Well, you've been at the helm since February. You've spoken to us extensively about the serious issues at Casuarina Square: alcohol-fuelled antisocial behaviour, vandalism, theft, gang fights. Now, almost a year on, the reports are coming in from locals are still pretty alarming. One woman told us her husband has banned her from shopping at the Woolies at Cas Square on her own after he was surrounded by a large group of screaming, violent, drunk behaviour as he was trying to exit the shop. And another woman said the security guards outside were advised her to hold onto her handbag tight as there was a good chance someone would try and grab it on her way out. Is this acceptable?
Oh, of course it's not acceptable, Adam. But you know, you have to remember that every man, woman and child in Darwin goes to Casuarina Square 5.1 times a month. So we have 8.2 million visitors a year. When there's 140,000 people in Darwin and only, I think, about 270,000 in the whole of the Northern Territory, I think we are going to have more crime there because we just have a hell of a lot more people. Because you know, people will come there on a weekend and spend most of their time there because of the air conditioning. So you know, what you say sounds alarming, and any crime is terrible. But the notes that I've personally received since we've taken it over, people certainly feel much safer. You know, people can get attacked in National Parliament. You know, I don't think people should be overly concerned about Casuarina Square. If you've been attacked, I say it's terrible. People get attacked in the house. We're doing everything we can. I know the majority of people have noticed since we took over, actually on the 31st of March this year, that they do feel much safer. We have now got agreement with the Northern Territory Government and the Darwin City Council to relocate the bus stop. Now, what that will do now at the bus stop in Bradshaw Street, they can get off the bus and walk straight under our shopping centre, and they come up the escalators the travelator at Woolworths. So that's why we have the higher density of the bad element. Once it's moved out on the other side, there will be a distance between the bus stop and our shopping centre, so we expect that to improve things substantially. We own the adjoining Cascom commercial centre, and since we put a fence up around that on Trower Road, we don't have the problem. Now, people can still come into the centre. They've just got to walk another 100 metres and come in the main entrance.
Okay.
The bad element doesn't like to walk too far, though.
Okay, so the bus exchange, you're moving that to near the Casuarina Sports Centre, is that it? Or Sports Club?
Correct. I over on that side, yes.
One of the initial plans you had was to build some accommodation, so short to medium term accommodation. This is a factor that's now needed right across the country as rents spiral out of control and we need somewhere to house workers. How are the plans for that coming along?
I'm glad you asked, Adam. We're making very good progress. We're actually working on bringing in modular housing and we're hoping to have some senior people from the Northern Territory to look at the factory in November. And this modular accommodation is the quality and standard is unbelievable. It is not what anyone else has seen or could imagine. What we're getting built, they are currently building a 160-room hotel at the Auckland International Airport. So it caters for cyclone and earthquake rating. They've also built a 8-level hotel at Christchurch, which can withstand up to 8 on the Richter scale, which is you know horrific type of earthquake. So we're making very good progress. We're we're working on designs, finalising designs at the moment, and I'm certainly hoping by the time we talk to you this time next year, construction will be well underway, and it's not only for our accommodation for workers, but it's for housing and across the board spectrum.
Okay. Any big stores coming in 2023, Warren, that you know about, into the Casuarina Square Shopping Centre?
Well, what I know about, what I can tell you, two different things, Adam.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We do have an international retailer, very, very high quality. Their headquarters are in London. Their first stop in Australia next month will be in Darwin to inspect Casuarina Square. We're very close to finalising a deal with them. Now, what I can tell you, when they opened their store at Stockland Centre in Townsville, shoppers actually flew up from Sydney and camped overnight for the opening. So it is a very high-profile international retailer. We have another very high-profile American retailer where we're getting close to finalising a deal. And we've got two restaurants will be open before Christmas in the food quarter, and we have another very high-quality food operator that we're close to finalising a deal. So on that side, the centre's performing very well. Most tenants are trading above budget, and certainly I think we have our security under control enough that these major retailers are very comfortable in coming to Casuarina Square. So things are looking good.
Thank you, Warren, for having a chat with me this morning. I'll quickly Google all the things that are in Townsville and see if I can work that out. Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Adam. Anytime. Goodbye.
Adam Steer.
Goof around and have fun with everybody.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.